You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shoe Swap. The programming you hear on The Voice is produced entirely by volunteers. The means to air that content is supported by the station's members, sponsors, and your generous donations. For $100 a month plus tax, you can sponsor one of The Voice's programs. In return, your business or other concern will get up to 12 mentions per week on air. It's a cost-effective alternative to commercial advertising. To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026 or check out our website at voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we feature a second helping of Mike Field's brand of musical storytelling. Jet-setting musician that he is, he arranges his own tours and hires musicians, whatever location he may be in. For the BC dates, he hired the Penticton Rhythm Section, composed of Justin Glibbery on piano, Stéphane Biens on bass, Steve Sabourin on sax, and Mike Treadway on drums. One of Mike Field's touring destinations has a special connection to him, New Zealand, the home country of his partner of 10 years. Before Mike the High Flyer launches the band on a composition entitled High Altitude, he takes a moment to talk about Maori culture.
New Zealand is the only example that I know of where the native people did not get completely overrun by the colonists. The Maori are warriors, pretty much, like in the haka, for example, yeah. Right? That's their war dance. Right, and you have to imagine you're walking through the forest in New Zealand as a colonist, and you can't see them, but suddenly you hear something like that. It would sound absolutely terrifying, and their weapons were terrifying as well. And when they want to be terrifying, they can be in a haka sense,
yeah.
Sort of thing. They're of course super nice people, right? It's not like so they're doing hakas all over the place. No, they're really really nice, So there is more integration of the Maori culture with the Western culture than you would see in almost any other country that has been touched by colonization. Mm. Having said that, there is still racism. There are still problems. There's a very large socioeconomic difference between the Maori, the local Maori, and the local Westerners. Right. So it's not problemless by any means, but it's pretty good compared to a lot of other countries, and that's really really good, and everyone growing up has to learn a little bit of Maori in school there,
yeah.
Which is great, and there was quite an intensive language revitalization project in New Zealand that lasted several years. There was a lot of money put into it, and it was really interesting. I am a total language nerd, so I love to see that. So basic things to begin with, like renaming mountains whose Maori names were wiped off and then named like Mount Egmont. Clearly not a Maori name, but they turned it back to Mount Taranaki, that sort of thing. And then you see a lot of street names that are the Maori names and towns that have the original Maori Maori names. So there was that, and then just also trying to promote the language in the culture, in the communities.
It's another song from our third album. This is called High Altitude.
Thank you.
Thanks. If punk music existed in the 1920s, this is what I think it would have sounded like. This is the second track from our second album. It's called Play For You.
Oh,
Thanks, everyone. Wow. Time's going.